This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, this is Brenda speaking for the record. Welcome to Who is One Rec 4 Compliance Subgroup, meeting number 4, on March 28, 2018 at 2230 UTC. In attendance today is Susan Kawaguchi, and from ICANN.org we have Jean-Baptiste, Lisa, Maggie, and Steve. And the call is being recorded, so please state your name for the transcript, and you may begin your conference. Thank you.
Brenda,
Go ahead.
This is Maggie. I forgot to let you know that I also just have Amanda. She just joined me from the compliance team.
Thank you. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you.
Well, welcome, Maggie and Amanda, and thank you so much again for meeting with the compliance subgroup. I can't talk this afternoon. So some of this, just, you know, there were other questions. I went back, and Alan and I and other people reviewed your answers from the, what was it, end of January 1st of February meeting. And Amanda, I am really sorry, but I did not note your last name, and I was wondering if you could give me that.
It's Rose, R-O-S-E.
Now, I should have remembered that.
No problem.
That's a good last name. So we submitted questions sort of in two groups. I added on a few in an email. So do you have that list? And I'm sure, Maggie, I did not organize them as well as you probably will organize them. But do you have those documents? It's a little hard because we don't have Adobe.
Yes. Hi, Susan. This is Maggie. We have the questions. We received the questions from you on the 19th of March, and we received the second set on the 28th of March. I have provided responses to the ICANN.org MSSI team, and my understanding from Alice is that she forwarded that on to you guys yesterday. Did you receive them?
I may not have noticed them. Let me just look.
Yes. We wanted to, we were targeting to send them to you earlier, but with the receipt of the last set of questions on the 28th of March, we scrambled to provide you one document, and I submitted that to, like I said, Alice yesterday.
Yeah.
If I can just jump on this, it was sent to the subgroup. It was sent to the subgroup earlier this morning, our time. I can resend that to you, Susan.
Just looking this morning.
I mean, our time, yes. So for you, it would be at night, I guess.
Yeah.
Jean-Baptiste, if you could send that to the subgroup again. I also don't have it.
Will do.
Hi, this is Alice. The email is called Your Meeting Today at 2030 UTC.
I found it. I have not read this.
There you
go. I am sorry.
No problem.
I have not. This has been one of those days that started at 7 a.m. It hasn't quit yet, so I'm sure everybody else's day is longer, though. So what is this doing?
So, Susan, to answer your earlier question, this is Maggie. We have responded to all your questions and in much more thorough details. And I know it's a lot of information for you to read now, but if you would like, you know, we're willing to follow whatever approach you want or questions you want to ask us on the phone. And as you know, we're always happy to assist in future questions or discussions.
No, and I appreciate the thoroughness, but it is, I wish I probably wouldn't have time to read it today anyway. Let me just go through it. And I'd heard another, somebody else joined just a little bit ago. Who was that? I was just wondering if Carl
came on the line.
It was Alice.
Alice was joining.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. So I don't want to waste your time while I read through this, but I tell you what,
Susan. If you read through this and perform well, you are welcome to join our team. You're going to know everything how we do it.
Okay. So one of the questions was, you know, that, and I haven't found this quite yet here, but one of the questions we had for or requests was to interview Richard Lim and Amanda Rose, so I have to remember that. And so I was wondering, did you respond to that in this document?
So, no, I did not. I saw that on the top. I did not understand what is an interview about, because these questions is like the interview, and it is not Richard, it was Roger, who is.
Oh, sorry, I did really well here.
Yeah, not a problem, but it will help to understand what is the purpose of the interview, because I thought these are the questions that you would want to interview about. Maybe I misunderstood the comment.
And actually I think John Batista or Alice had pointed out that, you know, that it wasn't very clear, and all I got to say is GDPR. That's my excuse for everything, so... I didn't get back and clarify that. I just think it would be helpful to hear them sort of describe how they go through their workload and see the workflow. I mean, I know you're giving us quite a bit of information, but it's also helpful to get different viewpoints on that, and not that they're going to answer the questions in a different way, but that it would not be these questions, but more of just tell us what your daily work is like, help us understand your challenges, what's the workflow for you, how does it differ between Amanda and Roger, you know, we could compare that. It's just, I just thought it would be good to interview, you know, two of the people that are really integral and hands-on getting the work done.
This is Maggie. So, couple of clarifications. The responses provided in these are responses provided by the subject matter experts in WHOIS, unless it's an organizational one. And just to understand the scope of the interview, is it related to WHOIS inaccuracy or to the compliance department? I'm not clear yet still on the purpose of the interview.
Yeah, there was no grand scheme, and, you know, it's just because we heard from Amanda and Roger in the last meeting, so I just thought it would be good to continue that. It would apply only to anything they're working on that is WHOIS, but it seemed to me that the inaccuracy reports were a lot of their workload, or a lot of compliance team workload. I mean, if you're processing 50,000 in a year, then that takes up quite a bit of time, of somebody's time. So maybe a better way to do this is for me to, or the subgroup, to read your written responses with keeping in mind that these could have been from Roger or Amanda, you know, had provided the context and the... And then if we come up with other questions, we might come back and ask you. Are you more comfortable with that?
Hi, Susan. It's Maggie. So these answers are from Roger and or Amanda. Believe me, I do not do the typical processing of with inaccuracy. And again, it's not a question of comfortable. It's more of a question of understanding the scope of the interview process for this. It's the first time I hear a request of an interview, because it usually from review teams we receive questions, and the questions are delegated to the subject matter experts to provide answers to. I do a QA review, and then we submit them to the MSSI team, who sends forward them to you. So I do recommend that please do review the responses that were provided, because the thoroughness of those responses are coming from the subject matter experts, are coming from those who are living day in and day out these complaint types. Some of the other complaint types, I may have to go to other people to obtain answers from. For example, for who is ARS, even though it falls under who is inaccuracy, I have had to go maybe to the metrics person to give me more of the data and some stuff like that. So that's why I'm trying to understand what is the sub-team trying to accomplish? Because I remember recommendation 4 is to be able to process who is inaccuracy, to be able for compliance to report on it, and have a structure and a discipline in place. So anything to help you address and close that recommendation, we're happy to support you on.
Okay. So I think for now what we should, you know, the subgroup should do is read your thorough response and then decide if we have any other questions. And having not read it, and I apologize for that, I'm not sure how relevant this phone call is now then, but we could come back with other questions and maybe just do this all via email if we have any. It could be that I'll read, you know, it is 8 pages. Could be I read this and went, oh, okay, great. This is what we were wondering. And, you know, some of this is when I happen to read a policy I haven't read in 5 years or something, and it's like, oh, I wonder what's happening with that. That was sort of where some of those questions came from. Just almost a stream of consciousness. So, hey, is there anything else you would like to provide me with today?
No, I think my recommendation is definitely, as you suggested, Susan, please do read it. The team invested a lot of time providing the details, as you can see from the document. And what I'm working on with Alice, Jean-Baptiste, and the team is eventually publishing it with the Who Is Review Team site, so that it clearly addresses the questions based on how it's structured by the approach of the Who Is Review Team. I have been providing it in one sequential document. So I will work with Alice to make sure and the team that it gets published, so that way the rest of the Who Is Review team, sub-compliance team, can have a look at it. We do welcome your questions, and I think some of those vague, like the interview, it was not clear, because I look at those questions as an interview that the team would provide to you. We're happy to provide you the subject matter experts to clarify anything that's here. So let us know what's needed.
Okay,
to add to that real quick, we have included a lot of links as well in the responses to our metrics and pages that specifically address some of the information you have. So these are pretty inclusive of a lot of information as well as reference to the particular portions of the RAA that we might rely on as well. So I think you'll find quite a bit here that you can refer to.
Okay, that's helpful. Yeah, because that was one of the questions I had was, okay, well, who's reading, you know, who's interpreting the RAA? All right. Well, I will read this in depth and get back to you all then. And I'll also get the subgroup to read it, the rest of the subgroup. I can't promise 100%, but so.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
Alice, Jean-Baptiste and the MSSI team, I did ask for a bit of a guidance on how do you want the publishing to happen. It's in an email. I know we, with our time zone difference, you probably have not seen it. But I look forward to your guidance, please, on how do you want us to provide this so it can be published. I like the publishing approach. That way everybody is looking at the latest and greatest document.
Sounds great. Thank you, Maggie. We'll get back to you on that one. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Susan, that was a very easy interview and meeting with you.
There we go. See, when I don't read my emails, what happens?
No, actually, you need to tell Carlton and Alan. See what happens. We're much more efficient when you're not on the call, right?
Well, there we go. That's true.
Okay. So we look
right.
forward to your follow-up.
And thanks for all the hard work. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.